That was fun. They had my niece run up here with my notes. Thank you, boo. You know, I want to have fun today, because that's what I'm about. So it's certain things I want you to play with me about. People that's in my classes, they know whenever I start a treatment, I say, they've been to class. So today when I say the truth, speak the truth, and you hear me with those words saying, right here and right now, join with me in speaking that truth. Better set my iPad up so it'll show up when I'm ready. You know, I'm so glad that Reverend Karen gave me permission to be here. I love speaking, but you all know that. Because I love theater in my life, but you all, that's a surprise to you also. No. But the thing that I want to say is thank you, Reverend Karen, for allowing me to be here in the beginning of January. I love speaking the potential of what could be in your life this year. But let's get on the same page. Let me give you my verses of where I'm basing my conversation from. John chapter 8:32. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Mark says, all things are possible with God. So the board here, of course, you say, what's up there? So I want you to understand that this board today is representing the field of pure potentiality. Everything possible, everything that exists, everything that can exist, and that's everything, is right here. Do you see it? Well, one thing I do know that you see in this field of pure potentiality is the life you're living right now. That I know for sure, you see that in this field. But today, I want to expand what it is that you see so you can have more fun, or as I say, of course, a funner life. You know, you all are looking so serious, so let me just throw something out here that's silly, because you know I'm silly. And you know I love for you to talk to me and for me to talk to you. So I want you to respond if this is true to you with an amen. Reverend Cheryl is one silly spirit.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, so this is the field of pure potentiality. Whoa, what's that? What's that over there? See, I can get through that real easy these days. He said, where do you want that? I want that real close so when I come through it, they recognize, dang. And this is truth. This is God's truth. Okay? Oh, I disappeared for a moment. I better go that way. Okay, so let me tell a story here. Joe Dispenza, in the book Becoming Divine, he said, this is interesting. He said, it sounds crazy. But he had the privilege of getting run over by a truck. Now that does sound crazy. The diagnosis was 6 broken vertebrae, bone fragments on his spinal cord, and multiple doctors said he probably would never walk again. He said he had to make some important decisions after somebody told him that. A whole bunch of people were telling him that. Decision, go through radical surgery, recommended by many of these doctors, and facing the paralysis, and that's the prognosis. He said, but when he left the hospital, he had one conviction, and that was the power that made the body heals the body. Is that amen? His mission was to make contact with the innate intelligence, then give it a template or a design with very specific orders. How do you feel about giving the universe specific orders? You know, a lot of people would back up off of that one. Because I hear all the time, well, God will decide. Excuse me, people. This is the field of pure potentiality where everything, every experience, the experience that you had before, the experiences you have in now, and the future possibilities for experience exist right here. So he says that he firmly, specific, gave the universe specific orders and finally surrendered the healing to the unlimited power. See, that's the order we're supposed to do things in. I hear people surrendering before they decided. All the decisions that you could possibly make are in the field of pure potentiality. So if you surrender before you select, that's just not a good thing. That's not a happy life. So he said, for 2 hours, twice a day. Now I'm gonna tell you, I can get serious sometimes, but I have never done meditation for 2 hours twice a day. He said he went into and began creating a picture. I want you to hear this again. He went within for 2 hours a day, twice a day. He went within and began creating a picture of his intended result. A healthy, healed spine. So let's understand this. In the field of pure potentiality, the experience of having paralysis and never to live another healthy, free, active life is in here. I'm not gonna have you all look at that, look find that in here. Okay, I tell you when to find something. I don't want you finding a life of illness and paralysis in this field of pure potentiality, but it's in here. Trust me. Trust me. Okay, so that's what he did for 2 hours every day. In his mind, if his mind wandered, he said, to any extraneous thoughts, he would start from the beginning and do the whole scheme of imagining over again. Now, I tell you, I get serious for demonstrations, but I've never done that. But I ain't never had a back broken. I've never been faced with paralysis. So I'm glad he told me what to do in times of when I'm experiencing something I don't want. So I want you to play a game with me, because you know I love playing games. When I say the word spirit, you know, I'm going to tell you, I would really love when I say spirit that I was sitting at home. You didn't do that, Brian. I did that at home because I was thinking, oh, wouldn't it be something when we hear the word spirit, we hear the violins going, woo, 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 and the harps going, woo, 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 woo. Okay, I don't have those sound effects, but thank you, Brian. But I want you to play with me. I want you to recognize today that when you know yourself as spirit, I want you to recognize that in this moment, something wonderful has the possibility of happening. So in the conversation group, because they play with me, and so whenever I use the word spirit, I have them do this. Spirit. Okay, those of you that don't want to play, get out! No, just kidding. I'm saying play with me. So when I say the word spirit, this is what I want to, oh yes, that's what I want. I want you to recognize who you are. Because in knowing who you are is how you get what you want out of this field of pure potentiality. Amen. 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 I love that. Okay. Here we go. So during my conversation today, I'm going to ask Brian to tell me the truth, Brian. What did that say? I am the place where God lives, moves, and breathes, and has its being. I am the place where God showed up. I love that. Those words just make me happy. When I get to singing that song, I just preach myself happy. You hear me? I am the place where God lives, moves, and breathes, and has his being. I am the place where God showed up. See, that's why Joseph Spencer could do what he did. And what did he do? He meditated two hours twice a day. And in 8 weeks, and in his meditation, he saw his spine straight. All is well. And he said in this meditation, there was one day where he was in this meditation for two complete hours, very clear of him walking around, moving around with this perfectly straight spine and active and easy motion. And he said in that meditation, he actually heard his bones crunch. That experience was in the field of pure potentiality. It existed. It was waiting for him to do his part as spirit. Did you all hear me? Let's do that again. It was, this field was simply waiting for him to do his part as spirit. That's it. That just makes me happy. So He said in 10 weeks, he was feeling good, and in the 11th week, he went back to work. No supports, no braces, no hitching his giddy up. Is he the only one that can do that? No. What makes that possible, though? What did I? Somebody said it. That's right. I'm spirit, and I know, thank you, and I know spirit's truth. You know, when I was in Chicago, our church met in the Episcopal Church. So they had their chapel, and we had our chapel, beautiful chapel. Three windows on three sides. We could see the seasons while we were sitting there listening to music and hearing wonderful, fabulous talks. Amen. Okay. That was funny. I don't care what you all say. Okay. And the Episcopal Church would meet before ours. So I would be in church setting up, getting ready for our service. And the members of the Episcopal Church would come through and speak to me before they would go to their service. So I'm going to tell you about Ethel. Ethel was in her 80s. Ethel sometimes had prosperity issues. See, it's all in here, all of that. See, all of Ethel's experiences are in the field of pure potentiality, and she unconsciously chose those experiences. And Ethel had health problems. She walked around with oxygen. And Ethel said to me, I mean, I'd see her at least once a month. She would ask about the books that we had and what does those books say and what does that book say. And she'd buy the books, and she may have questions for me during that month. She may not. But what I did every time Ethel asked me was told Ethel the truth. I hear you, truth. It's truth over there in that chair. So Ethel said to me once that her desire was to travel to Europe. She wanted to travel to Europe before she left this planet. And I said, well, why not? And the first reason Ethel gave me is finances. Oh, Reverend Cheryl, that would be so expensive. So when people say things like that to me, you know what I do. I go to truth. And I said to Ethel, you know, Ethel, not having enough money to have your desire is simply not on principle. Now, I want you to understand, when I say principle, I mean the truth. That's not the truth of you. So she was saying she didn't have enough money to go. And I'm saying, well, you may not have enough money to go, but that does not mean that the money is not ready and waiting for you to know that you have more than enough money to take your heart's desire trip. I said, because what you're telling me is simply not the truth. The truth is, you, Ethel, are spirit. And because you are spirit, I'm having fun with this, okay? That I know that you are the individualization of God. And even though I have a weird sense of humor, weird, And I see things different than most people do. It is not feasible to me to believe that God would not have enough money to get to Europe and have a good time. I said, so you need to sit down and tell the truth about yourself. And Ethel said, are you saying to me that I have the power to bring forth the prosperity that's needed? She didn't use these words. These are my words, okay? She just said, how? That's what she said. How? That's what everybody said. But what she was saying, I can't see how I can be in the prosperity situation I am now and have the money needed to have this experience. You know, when I read the quote about God, I mean what Jesus had said, I didn't read the whole thing and I purposely didn't. Mark 10:22. Jesus looked at them and said, with man, this is impossible. I know. But not with God. With God, all things are possible. With God. See, that's the truth. That's the truth. So I said to her, you, because you are the individual, this is truth. That's why I'm in the chair. Because you are the individualization of God, the truth is you have everything necessary to have that experience of prosperity you desire to have. Why is this possible? Why is this her truth? Brian, tell me something. That's right. Amen. I'm the place where God showed up. Ethel is a place where God showed up. So somebody tell me how it is that you are the individualization of God and you can't get your dream out of the field of pure potentiality, which is here. It's just that we don't know who we are. We don't know our possibilities. We don't know our relationship. Get ready, everybody. As spirit to choose a different experience than the one you're having. I'll tell them, Ethel, just because that was your yesterday's experience, choose another experience. People say, it's more than that. Joe Dispenza show, no, it ain't more than that. Immerse yourself in your truth. Immerse yourself in God's truth, and that is my truth. See the completed, as they say, live the experience from the end. Know that it's done already. Joe Dispenza wasn't in there saying, oh, Lord, please, 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 mercy, mercy, please, please, fix my back. He'd still be laying on his face. Joe Dispenza said, no, I'm choosing a new experience that, and this is true. I'm not going to run over there, but this is, yeah, I got to go. It's the truth. It's the truth that the only thing, Job knew that the only thing he was doing is choosing another experience from the pure potentiality, the potentiality. My sister made me say that word right, okay? Choose a new experience from the pure potentiality, the field of pure potentiality that is yours by right of your birthright. I am the individualization of God. Yes, I am. And yes, you are. Okay. Thank you, truth. I'm tall. Okay, so you all saw me run through. You know, I could have just sat there and sat up here and walked over. But what fun would that have been? You see, 2017 really was a very interesting year, where somewhat time in the late January or early February, I made a commitment in a class that I was taking to choose my yeses. Choose my yeses. See, because I knew that my yeses for today is in the field of pure potentiality. And all I had to do is choose this because I am spirit. And therefore, I have the birthright to call forth anything that's in the field of pure potentiality. I have the right to do that because what? Brian, why I got the right to do that? Why? Hallelujah, amen. I love that song. Oh, I better give Eddie Watkins Jr. credit. That's his song. Yes. Yes. I got another quote. A profound thinker starts her treatments with this statement. All her treatments are started with this statement. We are centered in a field of pure potentiality. Nope. Let me give you the word she uses. We are centered in a field of pure potential where all things are possible and all things are available. Reverend Darlene Sykes, that's her words. I'd steal them, but she's sitting here, and if I don't give her credit, I was going to act like I said and I made it up, but she's sort of like sitting here. I think I better give it to her. Okay, you remember 100 years ago when we watched that TV show and the lady had the mirror? I know, romper room. Okay, how many people know what I'm talking about? My sister is saying, no, I know doggone well. She was there watching that with me. And the romper room lady would look at the mirror, and she'd say, I see you, Timmy. I see you, Bobby. I see you, Dan. I see you, Diane. I see you, Eunice. I see you, Gail. That's what I was thinking about when I was doing this lesson. What do you see? Do you see your experience of yesterday as fabulous as it was? Or do you understand that since you are the individualization of God, you get to pick another experience? Amen. No more than that. No less than that. That's what you're doing here. You are the individualization of spirit. Spirit. I'm going to do a quick another spirit on you. Spirit stepped in you. simply for it to be able to experience itself. And what is itself? The field of pure. So that's what I told Ethel. You know, sometimes we get things out of the field of potentiality that we really don't enjoy. Like in the beginning of last year when I said, I'm going to choose my yeses. And my brother had a different idea. He decided to go to the hospital. He decided to stay in the hospital. He decided to cold die while he was in the hospital. Cold blue, heart stop. That's what he decided. But what do I know about that decision? I did not like that, but it was in the field of pure potentiality. I didn't like the choice when they came and said, hey, your brother's heart stopped. Oh yeah, but we got together. That was in my 2017. Also in my 2017 was one of my dear, dear, dear friends come to me and say, I ain't quite sure how this happened, but I have cancer. You know, I know that she didn't get cancer because she was, I'm on my way, true, sitting, contemplating for 2 hours a day of pulling forth the experience of cancer out of the field of potentiality. She didn't do that. She stood knowing the truth as great as she could know it, knowing that she was whole, perfect, and complete. But doggone, cancer was the experience. She didn't want it. It didn't matter that she didn't want it. It was the experience she had. So then, what did she do with that experience? I think my girl mentioned to me, I do this again to know what I know now. Because although cancer was in the field of pure potentiality, although, yeah, she don't know how that happened, the good news is the experience of perfect health is also in this field of pure potentiality, and she started choosing that. Different experience. And she has the right to do it. She has the right to say, oh, I don't want that anymore. I want another experience, because she is at the individualization of God. And in that moment, she knew that her truth was not cancer. She knew that her truth was not illness. She knew, because she was the individualization of God, that whole, perfect, and complete is her truth. And she knew that she could call it forth in that moment, because she knew who she was, and she knew, because she is spirit, that all she had to do is come up with an expanded idea, stand in the idea, know herself from that idea, and in that knowing, the universe, God, good, spirit, was, thank you, would have to, give her a different experience, perfectly in the image and likeness of the new conscious image that she was given. She's the universal, she's the individualization of spirit by simply from thinking the thoughts that she thinks, attracting, choosing, selecting experiences in the feel the creative, to feel a pure potentiality, and she didn't get what she wanted, but she could have something else. And she knew she could. Brian, tell me the truth that she knew. Okay, one thing's for sure. When you leave here and somebody say to you, black folks sure can dance. And you're gonna say, I know this fabulous lady, she is fabulous, she's beautiful, she's all that in a bag of chips, but she can't dance, that's okay. I'm okay with that. Health. So Ethel, back to Ethel. Ethel came one day and said, you know, I'm in my 80s. I think I may be too old. See, you buy into too old when you're young. When you get older, you recognize that's an idea you can't carry anymore because it's getting in your way of pulling experiences out of the field of potentiality. Amen. So that's what she told me. She was too old. That's what she had selected from the all and the everything and the any experience that she could possibly have. That's the one she took with her. I'm too old to have my desire. Poppycock! I'm too old to have my experiences. You know where I'm going. If I was doing treatment, now y'all, I told you what you're supposed to do when I do what I'm going to do. That's it. I would say, right here and right now, I know a spirit that can never age because God doesn't do that. God is always new. God is always ready. God is always able. God does not get too old to be God. Interesting how the only way you could think that you're too old to do something is that you think you're too old to be God. That's cray cray. And I told Ethel, you know, that experience of too old is in the field of pure potentiality, but also what's in this field of pure potentiality is the idea of knowing that if I live to be 2,000 years old in this form, the spirit that I am will always be new. I know that to be my truth. I told her, this is your truth. And she said, I don't have to get old. You don't have to, but it's a choice. But if you choose to stay young forever, the universe is obligated to stand in the truth that you are a timeless spirit. And therefore, it is an impossibility in your universe to be too old to do anything. She said, I can do that? I said, yeah, Ethel, you can do that. And the universe has to respond to your new idea because Brian. Yes. Whew. why did I run from back there to here when I could have been sitting here? Because I chose. I chose when I was walking around with a cane. I chose when Reverend Karen, this is tickled me because you know I love my sister Reverend Karen, when she wanted me up here on the podium and to say something, I was back there and she said, Reverend Cheryl, hop up here and tell us. And she always said afterwards, she said, I am so sorry. I said, I'm using that. I understand that that's an experience in the field of pure potentiality. But I knew then, I'm choosing something else. I'm choosing another experience. I'm choosing to be born again. I'm choosing to be the, ready, come on, everybody, the spirit that I know I am and what it can do when I know that's who I am. And that's why I ran up here. So I'm gonna go back to my brother. When my brother was in the hospital, I was one mean, surly, angry sister. And I don't think my brother heard me because I would have thought he would have said, amen. Because I couldn't control his choice. I couldn't control his choice. I could not make him do what I said was best for him. Have you ever had that experience? I know you haven't. And so therefore, me pushing on my brother, what I was pulling out of this field of pure potentiality is anger, pissed off, where I just wanted to slap him. Do what I say to. And I was not a happy soul during that. And I caught myself real early because he was in the hospital for a long time. And I recognize, I understand he's doing his thing, choosing his life, experiencing his choice. But that's no reason for me to choose an experience that is not joyful. And I had to go back to the field of pure potentiality. And no, I'm just acting silly. What did I know? What did how did I spend my time? I went 2 hours, two times a day. Okay, I didn't do that. But one thing I knew, that in this experience right here, right now, I'll do that again. In this moment, right here and right now, my experience of Cheryl being joyful is in the field of pure potentiality, even when my brother is not doing what I want him to do. If I could have beat him up, I would have. So I had to sit myself down. And recognize if I'm not experiencing joy, even when my brother is choosing an experience that I don't like, it is because I don't know that in this experience with my brother, joy has to be here. The reason joy has to be here is because joy is omnipresent. And you all know you ain't getting out of here without me speaking my words of my I am. I know, and I knew, that I am love, life, light, power, peace, beauty, joy, health, and prosperity when in this moment. And it did not matter how anybody else's choices were being formed, that my choice of joy was sitting in the field of pure potentiality waiting to be chosen. And it took me a minute to get there. It took me a minute to stop cussing him out. It took me a minute, but when I went into that place of certainty that my joy is right here, right now, I still didn't want him to choose anything other than I wanted, but I wasn't going to lose my joy. I was not going to fall out of joy because he was choosing. How many people fell out of joy because somebody else is making choices? And you think the choice they making means you can't have your joy. That's off principle. That is not the truth of you. The truth of you is that any time as an individualization of God, I choose joy because God is joy. And therefore, I am the individualization of joy. This is my truth. This is God's truth. Then in this moment, joy has to be mine because I see it, I feel it, I hear it, I smell it. That's how you get something out to feel the pure potentiality. You make, and this is invisible, but when I sit in truth and stand in truth, I am taking that invisible substance and I am giving it the energy and the idea and the blueprint to make the form, the experience that I want. So then I gave myself a little bit of time to go to play bridge and see my brother. That's an option. Now, why is it that I knew when I spoke my truth that something had to happen, that I had to have my joy? Because I knew the joy that I desired was already mine in the field of pure potentiality waiting for me to choose it. And I had the right to do it because I am the individualization of God. So go back to that mirror. Do you see your next desire in this field? More fun, more love, more prosperity, health, wholeness, completeness. Oh, but understand, cancer's here too. Lack and limitation is here too. Illness is here too. Cheryl walking around with a cane is just an experience. That's all it is. It was an experience. And then I said, okay, I want another experience. Let me choose something else. Everything that you could possibly desire is in the field of pure potentiality waiting for you to choose it. And if you do choose it, 900 million trillion people could choose the same thing and it would not make this less. It would not make the field of pure potentiality less than it is. No matter how many people choose a joyful experience, a healthy experience. And that's what I told Ethel. Ethel and I spent a lot of time together. But Ethel was interested. She take the information and she said, okay, I see you. I think my time is getting short. All you ever have to do is to go back to the truth. If you got something you don't enjoy, go back to the truth. You're whole, perfect, and complete. Your life, love, light, power, peace, beauty, joy, health, and prosperity. When? Now. Right here and right now. It's waiting to be chose. But if you don't choose it, it's okay too. I got to get this in. You don't know what this is. Can you see? Here's a ricer. You know, when people say, how did I get this experience? I didn't ask for this experience. I don't want this experience. You don't understand, Reverend Cheryl. I didn't want that. I don't like that. I get you. So yesterday I was making deviled eggs for the party I was going to. And I got some eggs caught up right here in the middle that I was mashing. And so I took my little finger and I pushed the eggs out of the handle into the basket. Anybody think I wanted my finger to be stuck up in there? I couldn't get my finger out. Okay, I ain't putting it, I'm gonna use a finger that can't go in there. There we go. Can you imagine me here today doing the lesson? Now, it is one of the potentials in the field of pure potentiality. And then, and the more I pull, the more it hurt. And the more it hurt, the bigger my finger was getting on the other side of this thing I had to get past. That's what I said too. Wow. My sister was still asleep. I said, ooh. I mean, it was an option. I mean, me going to my sister's room with my finger caught in here while she was asleep and say, help me. I decided not to start her day like that. So what did I do? What do you do? What do you do when you did not intend to pull an experience out of the field of pure potentiality, but nevertheless, here you are. And I pulled and I pulled. My finger kept getting bigger and bigger and bluer and bluer. And I'm saying, that ain't working. And I said, what are you teaching, Cheryl? What you're teaching is, this is nothing but an experience in the field of pure potentiality. But it ain't an experience that I want to experience. So I sat down and I told her, I recognized my truth just like I told Ethel this truth. Cheryl, Boo, you're the individualization of health. You're the individualization of love. You're the individualization of God that can call forth any experience out of the field of pure potentiality that you want to pull out. I was really clear that I couldn't keep pulling it and have it get bigger and bigger because I knew I was going to have to end up at the hospital yesterday like they do on Chicago Med, cutting that ricer off my finger. And I could have gone with that experience, but the truth was pushing in on me because the alternative to me knowing the truth was my family taking pictures of me at the hospital with them sawing it off. They would have had a really good time on me because I wasn't going to die. And I sat in my truth and I said, we ain't doing that. That's a no. That's an experience I know. And I just sat there and knew, whole, perfect, and complete. I pulled. That ain't it yet. I knew that I'm the individualization of God, and I get to choose my next experience out the field of pure potentiality. And I knew that the truth that I was speaking, that I'm whole, perfect, and complete, the truth that I was speaking of right here, right now, whole, perfect, and complete, was surrounding me and supporting me and saying, whatever it is you want to experience, I got. And I stayed in treatment of knowing I'm whole, perfect, and complete. And in this moment, the experience that I want to experience is to be riceless. A ricer-less-ness. And then a wonderful idea came because I knew that God had to do something, because when I changed my mind, the universe conspires. I love that word. The universe conspires to give forth a different experience. And the perfect idea came up. Girl, put some butter on that sucker. I felt it, but my finger finally slid out. And I was sitting there saying, good girl. Because in this moment of going to give your family something that they're going to really have a good time on, and you're going to be on Facebook and YouTube and everything else, I'm going to pick another experience. And my experience is, and I knew I had the right to do it, and I knew I had the right to do it right then. I knew I had the right to know that when I choose a different experience and know who I am and know what the universe has to do when I choose another experience, that something else, another experience is pulled out the field of pure potential. And I knew I had the right because I know, give it to me, Brian. Yeah. I gotta put that here to make sure I get it home, because I'll be making deviled eggs in 2 more weeks. I'm not going to put my finger in it this time. We say that, but I'm really serious. I ain't putting my finger in it this time. Right here. And right now. I consciously stand in my Godhood, knowing that Spirit stepped into me simply so it could have a unique experience as me. And because I know the truth that I get to choose anything out of the field, and because I am the individualization of God, and when I know that, and I know I have the right to choose, and I know why I have the right to choose, because I am the individualization of God, where Spirit is living through me, making all things possible. Ha! As the Baptist church would say, ha! I know that. I know my truth. And because I know my truth, I know that I have the right to live a joyful, love, harmonious, peaceful, beautiful life. A life that nobody else would choose exactly the way that I chose it. And Spirit celebrates on that. Spirit is happy about that. Even when Spirit has a ricer stuck to his finger. Spirit said, okay, I ain't never done this one before. All things are possible to those who believe. All things. 2 houses. A Cadillac. A Prius, a vacation to Europe, whole, perfect, and complete, calling forth the experience only as I can choose for my life. I take this opportunity to know for this year, 2018, that I am continuing to say yes to my yeses and not worry about the how, because doggone, I know how. The how is, as the individualization of God calling forth a new experience out of the field of pure potentiality where everything is waiting to be expressed simply by Spirit calling it forth. In this knowing, I know that 2018 is going to be fabulous. No matter how other people choose, my fabulousness is waiting for me to choose it in the field. And let me take this moment of this prayer and explain the title of my lesson, I Told You So. So Ethel would come in and ask questions. And then I hadn't seen Ethel for a while. And then one day Ethel came in and handed me a wonderful gift. I said, "What's this for?" She said, "So you don't tell me what I don't want you to tell me." I said, I don't want you to tell me what I know you're going to tell me. I said, "Well, what do you think I'm going to tell you?" She said, "I just took a trip to Europe. I did not need oxygen. I had all the money that I needed and wanted to experience a fabulous time in Europe. I had my health. I had my joy. I had the prosperity that is my right to experience. And I recognize the Spirit never gets too old to experience itself, life." She said, "So the gift is to keep you quiet. So you don't tell me. See, I told you so. So you all go have your dreams and your desires and pull them out of the field of pure potentiality. Tell me your dream. I want to know your dream. I love knowing your dream. And I'm going to tell you it's possible. You can have it here. You can have it right now. And yes, I will have the pleasure of when you come back and tell me, 'Look, Reverend Cheryl, it's been done.' I'm not going to hold back. I'm going to tell you. See, I told you so." Amen. And so it is.